Good morning. It's so great to see everyone here on such short notice. And I'm pleased to see this screen filled up. I'd never cried about a mass shooting before. I've felt sad, frustrated, but I'd never before been moved to tears. But on August 27, I spent hours crying and feeling deeply. I was moved by the stories of the carnage, stories of mass helplessness, the idea of kids never having had an active shooter drill at mass, of a mom racing shoes in hand, a dad running carrying one child desperate to find the other. I drove to the site, but only got within blocks of the church. The perimeter had been taped off. A resident sat on her stoop, chin in hand. We exchanged solemn nods, and we knew what we meant. A woman just stood, staring toward the trees that blocked the church. Deep in thought, deep in hurt, like me, she had just driven there. Police were sent home in tears from what they witnessed inside. A neighbor told me he went to get permission from a cop to get past the tape to his house. I couldn't talk, he said. I just broke down sobbing. It was all life and death. Two kids killed, 18 injured, three parishioners injured. It was overwhelmingly emotional. 2 days later, I came down again to Annunciation Church. The police barriers were down. There were tens of thousands of flowers tended with unprecedented care. I had never seen such carefully curated flowers at any memorial, anywhere, ever. Something deeper was happening here. I'd heard speeches from the principal, the governor, the senator, the mayor, the chief, and medical staff, and loving, lucid, passionate clarity from parents. The sentiments were stronger, the feelings were deeper, the messages were focused, and I wondered what it all meant. There was something going on deeper than the obvious. Neighbors and strangers in solemn, thoughtful, and empathetic contemplation. At the hospital, Sam, a nurse, defied exposure and physically accompanied a scared little girl into the CT scan. I had never seen this city so respectful, so present, focused, caring, and so sad. I'd never seen such little talk about a perpetrator. I'd never seen so much focus on love and care and heroism and sacrifice. Why? I believe I have the answer. No greater sermon was ever preached in that sanctuary than a principal, a deacon, and a priest running unarmed towards the hail of bullets. No lesson taught at any mass ever outdid children laying on top of each other, taking bullets. No classroom lesson on kindness could top teachers shielding children with their own bodies. No outreach program ever saw strangers drawn to that church with such overwhelming love, care, and compassion. This is a moment unprecedented in the modern history of our state and city. It is a uniquely heroic and loving reaction to a tragedy, a mass shooting in our country. Now we must exploit our deepened emotions for our good and for the good of the world. Now that our guards are down and our emotions are heightened, now that our heroism is literally commonplace, we are being called to experience this all together, in unity, and in full awareness of each other. For this moment, we have become less tough, less isolated, less selfish, less apathetic. We've become softer, kinder, braver, more vulnerable, more expressive, more considerate. These are virtues treasured by all the great religions and the healthiest of communities. These are virtues that make our prayers passionate and effectual. Hold on to them. These are virtues that help us discover our higher selves, that make us brave to do what we normally could not do, to be resilient against forces that once seemed insurmountable, to make sacrifices that used to be unthinkable. We must stoke these virtues in prayer and meditation. And so, as we go into this period of prayer, then out into our shared future, let us rise to act lovingly in the world in new and unprecedented ways, funding mental health for all our children, reducing easy access to killing machines, and finally, banning semi-automatic weapons. It's all been tried. It will be difficult. But people who are changed will change the world.